Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, today is Monday, and we're just going to drop the hammer, okay? So I just want to get to a few people here to spark you, because there's a few of you that have life-changing ideas. There's a few of you out there that are legacy builders. There's a few of you out there that are generational shifters. When you're sitting on your ass right now, think about this for just a moment. So you keep sleeping in. You keep skipping your workouts. You keep starting and stopping businesses. You keep saying you're going to do something. You keep putting it out on social media and you put it out this day, and then you make an excuse the next day and you change the narrative. You're sleeping in. You're not doing your nutrition plan. You're not exercising. You're not reading the books that you need to do. You're not going to the classes that you need. You're not getting the education that you need. You're scrolling through TikTok. You're scrolling through Instagram versus educating yourself to that next level. You're saying you want to work on your relationship, but you keep looking at pornography. You say you want to be a better husband or father, and you're lustfully texting other women. What the fuck do you expect your life to look like? Think about that for just a moment. So then you blame this and you blame that and you blame this, but you're the one sleeping in. You're the one texting people lustfully. You're the one watching pornography. You're the one that says that you're this greatest of all time. And the next thing you know, you're making an excuse for sleeping in. You're making an excuse for missing your workout. You're making an excuse for not reading the books or going to the counseling or doing your education or doing what you need to do. What the fuck do you expect your life to look like? Your life that is facing you right now, that's in front of you, is a culmination of your actions and behaviors done consistently for a long enough period of time. And the frequency field that you're seeing outside of you, the physical reality, is you as an adult. You have a decision. You're making conscious choices, conscious decisions on a daily basis. And the reality scene is up to you. It's up to you. So you keep sleeping in. You tell people that they need to get up early. You tell people that they need to exercise. You tell people that they need to be consistent. They need to do all these things. But then 2 days out of the week, you make excuses because you slept in. You start making excuses. You choose to be an influencer. You choose to lead people, but you can't even lead yourself well. I'm looking for those 1 to 2 people that are generational shifters. There's a magical mathematical formula that I follow. That's magic. It's magic. It's called doing the same thing every fucking day, consistently, and a disciplined rhythm, whatever you want to call it. And doing it over and over and over and over again. Sometimes it's up and sometimes things are down, but I don't change the activity. Sometimes I feel like doing it. Like right now, I have massive allergies right now. I don't feel like doing this podcast, but I'm doing it because it's what I want to do, and my goals and my legacy is much bigger than my fucking laziness. So you say you want a great life. You say you want to get out of debt. You say that you want a great relationship. You say that you want to get back in shape. You say that you want to be a millionaire. But you keep sleeping in. You keep skipping your workouts. You keep skipping your education. You start, then you stop. You tell everybody you're doing all this stuff and your life is not moving forward. You keep going back into the same cycle. You get presented with an amazing, amazing, amazing opportunity and you squander it because of your ego. So at what point are you going to take responsibility? Are you going to look in the mirror and say, enough is enough? Enough is enough. I'm no longer going to be the person that I am now because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, I'm now going to change my activities, my behaviors, and I'm going to be consistent when I'm feeling it. I'm going to be consistent when I'm not feeling it. No matter what my friends or what my family is saying or what my friends or family is doing, I'm going to do the same activities on a daily basis because my goals are bigger than my lack of discipline. My goals are bigger than being tired. My goals don't give a shit if I don't want to do it. Now, I'm going to tell you another secret. You may think this sounds difficult and hard, but this is where freedom lies. The reason why I feel so free right now is because I know that I am writing the script, the paychecks, the vibration, the happiness and joy because I put in the work. Because faith without works is dead. Faith without works is foolish. I can almost guarantee where my future is going until my death, because of the activities and behaviors and the seeds that I've planted on a daily basis. So it doesn't matter if I run out of money. I know that the activities and behaviors I do will recoup that money. But when one day you're all in and one day you're all out, that's exactly what the physical reality is going to look at for you. When everything collapses, you haven't put in enough work. There's not enough seeds planted. So everything completely, catastrophically falls apart. And then you warm back up. And so you only do it when you're backed up against the wall. You only do it when shit hits a fan. When you're faced with death, you start to live life. I'm living life before my death. So at what point are you going to learn? At what point are you going to realize that it's you? At what point do you realize that you're back in the same exact cycle? And this is your job as a generational shifter to break that cycle. I think you can see the theme of this week. Warriors, rise.